Well, the old tax bracket debate is raging again. Economists say the highest income tax rate that kicks in for income earned above $70,000 doesn't actually reflect high earning in this country. They say the highest rate should come in when you earn six figures, as is the case in Australia. Well, joining us is Chief Executive of the New Zealand Initiative, Dr. Eric Crampton. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
This 70K threshold, is it still acceptable in your eyes?
Well, it hasn't been inflation adjusted in some time. So this came in 2010 when National got rid of the prior 38% top marginal tax rate, brought it down to 33%. Inflation since then, if we take wage inflation, would say that the just keeping parity with wage inflation would have that up to $87,000 rather than $70,000. But there are other ways of handling inflation adjustments. Another way of doing it, if we wanted to, would be to cut rates across the board. So instead of having an increase in the threshold, you could bring down the marginal tax rates across the board instead.
How often would you think that would need to be done to keep account of inflation?
Well, the tax working group rightly pointed out that it'd be a bit of it could be a bit tricky if they were trying to do this all of the time to keep it on track in real terms. But that'd be a silly way of doing it, right? You wouldn't want to have things adjusting every month because it'd be a nightmare for payroll systems. But what you could do if you were wanting to keep broadly in track with inflation would be to adjust it whenever accumulated inflation got to be enough to make it worthwhile. So whenever the top marginal tax rate needed to come down by a little bit, or all the other ones needed to come down by half a point, you could knock it down by that much when accumulated inflation had reached sufficient levels, or increase the thresholds whenever it rounded to the nearest 5,000 at the top or a couple thousand at the bottom.
Mm. What about the Australian equivalent, Eric? I mean, do we actually need another tax bracket to enter the fray in New Zealand?
Well, it depends what your objectives are. We certainly don't need it for revenue-raising purposes. High top marginal tax rates don't raise that much when they're not applied to that many people. So if the tax working group comes back saying we need to do this for revenue-raising purposes and they put a very high rate on very high incomes, well, those tend not to raise very much money. I think people like seeing that there's – I think it's more of a rhetorical thing where – if the idea is that once you're at the top rate, then you're rich, well, that's certainly not the case at $70,000. But if you're to put a much higher rate on, like, say, going back to a 39-cent rate in the top brackets, well, we had that under labor, and it didn't raise all that much money. So I'm not sure what the point of it is other than kind of socking it to the rich.
What are you expecting, if anything, out of the tax working group on bracket creep and income tax rates per se? What recommendations do you think they could have on the radar?
I doubt that they'll be recommending a lot on bracket creep. That tends to be a political decision. Governments like to hold those to save up for an election campaign so they can present an inflation adjustment as a tax cut like National did during the last election. Automatic ratchets on these get rid of the ability to pretend that they're being generous when just giving an inflation adjustment. So whatever the tax working group recommends on that, I doubt that the politicians will go much for it. I'll be pretty impressed if they do. But the tax working group was emphasizing the difficulties of doing like an automatic annual thing rather than more sensible, do it whenever accumulated inflation makes it worthwhile. So I don't expect to see a lot of action there. Everybody's expecting them to come down with a recommendation around capital gains taxes. You might expect that if Labor were to implement something like that, they might reduce some of the income tax rates to take some of the sting out of it. But quite how that all balances out, we'll have to wait and see.
Very good. Thanks very much, Eric. Eric Crampton from the New Zealand Initiative. It's 19 to 7. Right away.